You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and throughout the month of September, some amazing fundraisers are taking part in the RNIB's Big Jump. And one such fundraiser joins me now. Hello, David Oldwinkle. Thank you so much for joining me. So you'll be doing the Big Jump on Saturday. How are you feeling about that? So just explain a little bit about what the Big Jump is for anybody who's not aware of it, and tell us a little bit about how you're feeling.
Okay, so the Big Jump is a mass participation event for RNIB. So I think it's across 12 or 13 airfields in the country on Saturday. People like me will be throwing themselves or being dragged out of a plane at about 16,000 feet to raise money for all the work that RNIB does and in kind of helping blind and partially sighted people kind of get on with their lives and live how they want. How do I feel about it? Well, the best way to describe that, people keep asking me, is it, I feel great as long as I'm not thinking about it. I've never done really anything like this before. Certainly never thought about jumping out of a plane. I guess I just reached a point in my life, I'm in the middle of my 40s now, where I thought I really could do with something that was a bit of an adrenaline rush. I don't know if it's just getting too far away from my youth or whether I'm just a bit fed up of being stuck inside as a result of lockdown over the last couple of years. But signed up to do it and raising the money and actually honestly terrified. But I'm also equally really looking forward to doing it. I think it'll be a great experience. Everyone who's told me that they've done it before has said it's one of the greatest things they've ever done. So let's hope it's the same for me.
Something I think is quite unique about this is the fact that you've not just decided that you're going to do it on your own for a charity or that you just want to do it. It's the fact that it's part of this big jump and you know that there'll be lots of other people around the country doing the exact same thing on the same day. Does it make you feel like you're sort of in it all together and that you're part of something a bit bigger?
Yeah. I think it's quite a nice feeling to think that there'll be other people sitting around the same as me, equally worried, equally excited, and that when we do it, there'll be a whole load of people who are, if not physically right in the same place, all doing the same thing for RNIB. It's that sort of team RNIB ethos, I guess, which is quite nice.
David, you know about all the amazing work that RNIB do. Was that something that factored into your decision to actually take the big jump?
Yes, 100%. As someone who's visually impaired, I know the importance of the work that RNIB does. As someone who works for RNIB, you know, I see what changes are going on and how the work we do is improving people's lives, but really that our ambition is growing. And we, you know, we've done well, particularly over the last couple of years through coronavirus, in really targeting the help that people need, you know, as quickly as we can, to, you know, getting to them as quickly as we can, but also fixing things that are sort of bigger problems in society. They're getting sight loss on the agenda of big organisations, really on the agenda of governments to get things fixed at source. So the ambition is changing in RNIB, and I know the importance of how that will impact people's lives for generations to come.
Absolutely. And the fundraising goes to all these different types of aspects of the work that RNIB do. How's the fundraising going for the Big Jump? Do you find it quite easy? Because it's quite a big thing, you know, I'm jumping out of an aeroplane for a charity. So has the fundraising been quite easy, or what have you found it?
It's interesting. I always feel a little bit like people are fatigued. You know, loads of people are asking them to sponsor for one thing or another. And so there was a part of me which was sort of a little bit worried about doing it and thinking that people have had enough and it was going to be quite tough. The target for doing the big jump is £475, which I thought was quite reasonable given other kind of asks and other organisations ask you to raise. But it's actually been surprisingly simple. You know, just putting it out on social media and through emails and WhatsApp with friends. I think I've just gone through £600, so I've broken the target without actually having to try that hard. So again, surprisingly easy.
Well, congratulations for reaching, smashing your target, really. So on Saturday, do you know how the day will work? Do you know what time you fly in? Do you go up all as a group? Do you go on your own? How does it work?
Skydiving is notoriously unreliable, I think, for having a plan. Yeah, has a plan which goes out the window after sort of 1 minute of it. We have to arrive at the airfield 8:30 in the morning to do check-in and a few health checks and things like that. And then you have a bit of training, what to expect. Then you get scheduled your takeoff time and your expected jump time. You don't know in advance before then, because I think, you know, clearly it depends on things like the weather. Mm-hmm. And the jump is, the airfield is open to other jumpers as well. It's not solely RNIB charity jumpers that are doing it. So there may be other people there. So I don't know what time I'm going to jump. I don't know who I'm jumping with, because obviously, you know, it's a tandem skydive. So I'm luckily tied to someone who knows what they're doing. But I think you spend time, I think, during the training, getting to know the people you're jumping with and practicing, I think, as much as you can or you need to until you're ready. So I think it's quite relaxed. I think it's quite kind of fluid. But all you know is by the end of the day, you will have jumped.
Would you rather go first or last?
Probably, if you push me, that's probably a bad phrase to use, isn't it? if I had to choose, I would probably want to go first. I think the idea of sitting sort of in the plane, seeing people sort of falling out might make me a little bit more worried I need to be. So yeah, first I think would be the best thing. And then you've got the rest of the day to be jumping around and celebrating and telling people you're still alive.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck for Saturday, David. Thank you so much for joining us. Just quickly, where can we find out more about the Big Jump and donate to your Just Giving page if people want to?
So the Big Jump, you can find out by going to RNIB's website, rnib.org.uk, or simply Googling RNIB's Big Jump. That will take you directly there. If anyone feels like they'd like to sponsor me, then I have a Just Giving page, which is, if you go to Just Giving and search David Aldwinkle, that's Aldwinckle, that should take you there.
Perfect. Thank you, David. Thanks so much for joining us and best of luck for Saturday.
Thanks very much, Ellie. Looking forward to it.